The city of Parksville is nearing completion of the second of three phases of the Transportation Master Plan process. The first phase included data collection at major intersections within the city, an open house, online survey, base conditions assessment and meetings with interested groups and organizations, according to a news release by the city. These activities were collected into a What We Heard report and a base conditions assessment report, which summarized the findings and helped to define the overall ambitions of the community to respond to identified challenges. The second phase saw the development of a series of options, grouped into capital projects, near-term planning, quick progress and policy and guidelines, which attempt to respond to challenges in ways that support the project objectives and align with the desire for Parksville to be an active, accessible and safe community. The ideas were presented at the second open house in February and, combined with the results of an online survey, the feedback from the session will help the Transportation Master Plan team refine the options and prepare initial recommendations. Read more. Parksville adopts RDN Waste Container Requirement Service Establishment Bylaw. The second online survey, open from March 6 to April 5, received about 700 completed responses. The next step in Phase 2 is the completion of the second What We Heard report, which will be available on Let's Talk Parksville in May. With the wrap-up of the second phase, we look forward to the third and final phase, which will focus on developing a series of practical recommendations for improvements over the coming years, the release said. The improvements will be costed, with identified funding sources and a plan for implementation. The recommendations will be presented to the community before being finalized and submitted to Council for consideration. More information and updates are available on Let's Talk Parksville. News staff.